إن الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن سيدنا محمدا عبده ورسوله وأشهد أنه قد بلغ الرسالة وأدى الأمانة ونصح الأمة وجاهد في سبيل الله حق جهاده حتى أتاه الله يقين. الحمد لله رب العالمين. I would like to congratulate every and each one of you because we have a double blessing. The blessing of the coming of the month of Ramadan and the blessing of being alive and witnessing the month of Ramadan. You know there is so many Ramadans that came before you and inshallah so many Ramadan going to come after you. So having the month of Ramadan and having you alive, that is a lot of blessing from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We need to find out a little bit about the month of Ramadan and we need how to prepare ourselves to the month of Ramadan, how we deal with the month of Ramadan. So the khutbah today is not going to be about the fiqh of the month of Ramadan. What knowledge or what is, how Sayyidina Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam was doing it or all these things, because we already know it. And also we can know it, inshallah. But I like to share with you, inshallah, today, some of the major points, some of the reminder that we have to keep in mind and with all the month of Ramadan. So inshallah, we will get the best out of the month of Ramadan and we will do our best in the month of Ramadan. First of all, we have to understand that the month of Ramadan is a mandatory obligation. It is obligated in every single Muslim, adult, and sane and healthy. Once you are adult, sane and healthy, it comes to you, the month of Ramadan comes to be obligation to fast and to do yourself, to do your best to be in a state of compliance and to apply and inshallah to do the fasting. The meaning of the fast, the word fast, it means abstain. The generic meaning of the word fast is meaning abstain. To know the value, like we know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when He ordained on us the rituals, like the declaration of the faith, the prayer, the fasting, and the zakah, and the hajj. These are five major pillars of Islam. They are not, they never been, and they will never be goals. These are tools. The job of them is to build the Muslim character, is to help the Muslim to be a better Muslim. A better Muslim have a conscience to promote good and fight evil. Amr bil ma'roof wa nahi anil munkar. So that's the goal. When we come to each one of those, we will have that it has a certain job to do in your life and mine. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said about the salah, إِنَّ الصَّلَاةَ تَنْهَى عَنِ الْفَحْشَاءِ وَالْمُنْكَرِ. That means the prayer will prevent you from wrongdoing. That means going to put you in a state of being proactive all the time. The siyam, the fasting. كُتِبَ عَلَيْكُمُ الصِّيَامُ كَمَا كُتِبَ عَلَى الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saying, Allah ordained on us, to the believers, the fasting, why? To acquire piety. To acquire piety. The zakah also has a certain function. The hajj got a certain function to build the character. So we need to understand, the zakah. Now the fasting is not only obligation, but it is also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ordained on us so to help us to acquire taqwa. We need to know, we all of us, whatever our you are, you want to go to Jannah. We want to go to Jannah. But our deeds and the way we do to stop us, we all know. The ma'asiyah, the disobedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala take you further away from Allah's mercy. And for having the ma'asiyah done, wal'ayazu billah, the ma'asi, the act of disobedience, we need to know what are the keys, how it happened. So we can know and appreciate the value of the month of Ramadan. The disobedience happened even with the intention that yeah, no one want to pay, no one want to go to hell, walayazu billah. But how? There are four major categories. Each one of them lead to the other. But the first one, what makes you disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is the need of your stomach and the biological need, the breathing need. If those will be controlled, usually when they control you, that's lead you to the act of disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the month of Ramadan come and say, I'm going to help you. I am not only giving you the curriculum, I'm not giving you what I ordain on you to do, but I'm going to give you practice, I'm going to help you how to do it. I ordained on you the fasting. So what is the fasting? Fasting is abstaining from food and drink and sexual behavior in the month of Ramadan from the dawn till the sunset as an act of worship to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So see the generosity of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is helping you, teaching you how to control yourself, and after that he's doing what? He says, I'm paying you. It's not only I'm giving you the prescription, but I'm also going to pay you. Imagine the generosity of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that if you have a health problem and you are going to the doctor and the doctor says, okay, I'm giving you the diagnosis, I'm going to give you the medication, I will check on you every day, and I'm going to pay you. So you are not paying the doctor is paying you. That's the generosity of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the month of Ramadan. So when you approach the month of Ramadan, approach it with that attitude. Approach it with this mentality. Allah helping you to control yourself to be a better human being. Once you are, you started to do that, and you learn and you are wake up, if you can say no to the lawful, al-halal, if you can say no to the food, if you can say no to the water, if you can say no to your spouse, and no one watching you, can you say no to what is forbidden now? Yes, you can. You already develop it. You already develop it. If you can say no to the lawful, you can say no to the forbidden. إذا تولد عندك الإرادة لتقول لا للحلال قطعا تولدت عنك الإرادة لتقول لا للحرام. You can say no. And that's what Allah wants you to learn in the month of Ramadan. You can say no. Another thing we need to know and to learn about the month of Ramadan. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala opened wide for His generosity and giving you and me another chance. What is this other chance? He says, listen, you messed up a lot in the 11 months before. Everything you do, I will double and triple out of His generosity to catch up. See, it is a month of mercy, month when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has opened the door for His mercy, for His giving. It is not no more one by one or one by ten, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala open wide, doubling and tripling and doing. So you take the advantage of it. Another thing you need to know in the preparation, now we want to know how we prepare for the month of Ramadan. Right off the head, on the pad, month of Ramadan is split into two parts. Sometimes we take care, the majority of us take care of one and forget the other. Month of Ramadan consists of two parts. The first part starts from the dawn till the sunset. And the other one starts from the sunset till the dawn. The first one, we are ordained by the meaning of the fasting, the physical fasting, abstains from food and drink and sexual activities. and you're supposed to do your normal daily activity, work on it. Earn your living, whatever, going to your school or whatever you are doing. But the alert that comes when? It comes in the second part of the month of Ramadan. And I don't mean from 15 to 30. No, I mean in the second part of the day of Ramadan, which starts from the Maghrib till the Isha. From the Maghrib, from the sunset till the Fajr next day. What we do in it? What is it we doing? Are we mindful of this is the month of Zikr? This is the month of the Quran. We are obligated to the Quran. We have an obligation to the Quran. Are we fulfilling that obligation? So there is another part of the day of the 24 hours in the month of Ramadan we have to pay attention to. The second part of the month of that day, which is started from the Maghrib till the Fajr, is supposed to be like the first one. It was abstaining, physical abstain. The second one is supposed to be for zikrillah, tabarak wa ta'ala, for remembering Allah. Remembering Allah, it can have so many form and so many format. It can be started by saying the word, one single word is going to take a second. Subhanallah, alhamdulillah, la ilaha illallah, just tasbih. Go and try to do the Isha in Jama'ah. You started Qiyam al-Layl already. If you dedicate yourself to go and to make Salat al-Isha in Jama'ah, you started Qiyam al-Layl. We have alhamdulillah, it came from the time of the Umar ibn al-As. It came the new habit, which is the Salat al-Taraweeh. Salat al-Taraweeh was not on the time of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and was not on the time of Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radhiyallahu alayhi. But it came and started to take activity in the Muslim Ummah starting from the time of the Umar ibn al-Khattab. Go and participate in it. There is just about no masjid that does not have Salat al-Taraweeh. Dedicate and make a time for it. Or by another word, there is a hidden message here. It says what? In your daily life, you should have a time for Allah. Like you have a time for your eating, your sleeping, your working, your pleasure, your watching television, your habits. You should have a time exclusive for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We have also Qiyam al-Layl, attending the night, the zikr at night. We have the Quran. We should at least finish listening or reciting or both the Quran at least once in the month of Ramadan. At least once. So that's the dedication. Like I said in the beginning of the khutbah, you are lucky to witness the month of Ramadan. Some people, they don't. Some people, they don't have this opportunity. And neither you or me have a one single guarantee that we will be available next month. So when we deal with this month of Ramadan, oh no, we're going to be serious. We're really going to be serious about it. Because that is a chance, and it may be the last chance. I hope that Allah will give us more chances. But when it doesn't happen, you have to get to the state. And what the drive is this. You have to get to the state when the angel of death comes to you and say, that's not the time of fear. إن الذين قالوا ربنا الله ثم استقاموا تتنزل عليهم الملائكة ألا تخافوا ولا تحزنوا اللهم اجعلنا منهم يا رب العالمين. The people that they say what? ربنا الله. Our Lord is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We submit to none. We obey none other than Him. We do everything to please Him. When is the reward time? When you are dying. In the moment of death. تتنزل عليهم الملائكة. And in the expression it says, not it says, تَنْزِلُ عَلَيْهُمُ الْمَلَائِكَةِ but تَتَنَزَّلُ عَلَيْهُمُ الْمَلَائِكَةِ. And there is a big difference. Inshallah, maybe some other time we can find out what is the difference. They are different. تَنْزِل, that means it has a beginning and end. I kind of drop something and say it came down. But تَتَنَزَّل, that means there is a continuous current. One after the other coming down. There is a current like the flood, like the falls is coming out, right? One after the other. So can you imagine that is how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala honor and treat with generosity the one who observe these things. You have to have the desire to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You start the month of Ramadan by without disobeying Allah, forgive and forget everything, any dispute between you and between others. Believe me, Muslims do not have the luxury of disagreement or being in a fight with each other. We just don't have it. We don't have that luxury. We don't have that amount of... Look at your responsibility, the amount of time that you need to get it done. You don't have the luxury. Forgive and forget everyone hurt you. And you start it. Don't wait for them to start. You want Allah mercy, go for it. Don't wait for you to come. Or don't have the intention to do it. And you don't do it, says when I see him or when I see her, I will do it. No, go for it. If you want a good month of Ramadan, start. Start with it. But without violating Allah's right. And without helping the oppressor to be, or the wrongdoer, to be more wrongdoer. Or your situation of forgiveness will lead to other people to lose their rights. But if it's a violation against you, the first to forgive and to forget if you want Allah forgive you. But if it is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, encourage him to repent. Encourage the person to repent. We all know what is, regardless what is our background, what is the language, whatever that is. You know when you are right and you know when you are wrong. And unfortunately or fortunately, when I am wrong, if you do the same thing, you're going to feel the same thing. Sunnatullah. This is how Allah created us. That's the aptitude of our conscience. When you are wrong, you know you are wrong. When you are right, you are right. And that leads to the second thing in the fasting of the month of Ramadan to prepare for it. Stop arguing. Stop giving excuses and ask forgiveness. Please, if you need to justify your mistakes or what you are doing, don't do it. No one ever will give excuse for doing the right thing. Never. Do you have, excuse me on that, do you have to give excuse to anyone on the face of the planet Earth for being with your spouse? No, you don't. But if you are with anybody else, oh, you have a lot of explanation to do. And even guess what? You will start to give it before the people ask you why you are here or what you are doing here. No, don't misunderstand the situation. Don't get me wrong. No one give excuses for doing the right thing. And that is the month of Ramadan. If you're going to have to explain it, don't do it. And don't argue about it. That is how you prepare for the month of Ramadan. If you explain it, ask for repentance for it, because it was wrong. There is no reason to keep on going with it. And the worst part of all, you forget Allah with it. You forget. You forget that you've been kind or you've been bad to somebody maybe last month. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala won. And usually the victim won.
So month of Ramadan, if you want to have a good month of Ramadan, make it the month of reconciliation. See أعمال أهل الجنة. See how the people of the paradise they did. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, out of His mercy, He want everybody to be in Jannah. Sayyidina Muhammad alayhi salatu wa salam saying what? كل ابن آدم في الجنة إلا من أبى. قال ومن يأبى يا رسول الله؟ قال من أطاعني ففي الجنة ومن عصاني ففي النار. Everyone wanna be, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not making exclusive. And if he want to make it exclusive, who going to stop him to start with? That's his right. If somebody want to invite some people and not and exclude other people from coming to his home, anybody going to stop him? Why? That's his house. You like that? You hate that? It's irrelevant. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying what? Everyone is welcome. Just come. And when you come, be clean and be sincere. And you will get more than you expect. You will get more than you expect. So see what the people of the paradise did. And that's the time to focus. And to see what, and you go right after that. What you're going to see that they have in common? What is the first thing that you're going to see? I'm not talking about now their belief, I'm talking about the rituals, I'm talking about that. I'm talking about the behavior. They all, what they have in common. They were kind to their parents. If you have your parents alive, and you don't know how to invest this blessing, I cannot tell you how much you are missing. Any given contract, in any given contract, the contract is known by the pass or disease, I mean by the death of one party of the contract. The contract is forfeited, gone, finished. If one of the party who signed the contract died, that's it. Except one contract. Your contract and your commitment to your parents will never end by their death. Your commitment to your parents only finish by your own death. Why? Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala order you. وَقُلْ رَبِّ ارْحَمْهُمَا كَمَا رَبَّيَانِ صَغِيرًا. Allah order you to seek forgiveness, to be kind to them. Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam showed us how to treat them and how to take care of them and how to look after. But if they are dead, what are we going to do? وَقُلْ رَبِّ ارْحَمْهُمَا كَمَا رَبَّيَانِ صَغِيرًا. Keep asking for them. What is the best time in the year to do that? The month of Ramadan. Okay, I sometimes forget when the first and the best time to reinforce this and make it happen. The month of Ramadan. It is a brand new start. You kind of reorder, you know, you are refurbishing yourself. And what you are doing and setting your priority right. The second, look in the month of Ramadan for the what you call the teamwork. Teamwork. We all know the responsibility in Islam is what? Individual. كل نفس بما كسبت رهينة. You are responsible for your own. Don't give excuses. كل نفس بما كسبت رهينة. Everyone responsible for his own. But when it comes to reward and punishment, in Surah Az-Zumar, you're going to see what? It is plural, not singular. That means Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promoting what? The teamwork. The teamwork. Month of Ramadan is the month that you look for partner. Look for partner to do a good deed. Maybe you yourself cannot by yourself do it. But look with somebody else with you. One, two, three, more, less. But try to do some amal jama'ah. والمؤمنين والمؤمنات بعضهم أولياء بعض. plural, plural, not singular, plural. Find somebody to help you. Okay, let us together do Qiyam al-Layl this month. Okay, I call you or you call me. That's partnership right there. How about if we do this? I'm going to try to collect $100, right? I'm going to get you grains and rice and meat and whatever, and maybe you can cook them and we can feed it too. That's partnership right there. You yourself are not going to be able to feed 100. He himself is not going to be able to feed 100. But both of you will. Inshallah, by the grace of Allah. You will be able to do it. Look for a partnership in the month of Ramadan. Also, look for a new good deed. I'm not, alhamdulillah, getting rid of a bad deed or a forbidden is a good deed. That's no question about it. But if you like yourself, be kind to it. Look for a brand new good deed that you never did before. Look for something new that you never did before. And I'm going to leave that up to you. It might be I'm going to build a new habit. Is I'm going to every single day, I'm going to read one single line, not page, one single line of the Quran. One surah. And not surah, even one ayah. Just one ayah. And one hadith. And that's it. And I'm going to be consistent in it. I am not going to give that away. So month of Ramadan is the month of a beginning of new initiatives. You have to look at it this way, and you have to take it this way, and you have to approach it this way. So for the month of Ramadan, there is a lot to reconcile. There is a lot to do. And if you divide the day to two segments, you're going to find that you have a whole lot in each one of those segments to do and to invest. And I hope, inshallah, that this month of Ramadan will be one of the best, going to be the best month of Ramadan in your life. And I hope that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will accept our siyam and our qiyam, inshallah, and seek forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله واشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له واشهد أن سيدنا محمدا عبده ورسوله وأشهد أنه قد بلغ الرسالة وأدى الأمانة ونصح الأمة وجاهد في سبيل الله حق جهاده حتى أتاه الله اليقين. I just gonna remind myself very quickly in the second part of the khutbah about a few points of the month of Ramadan. Month of Ramadan is the month of the Quran. Let it be the month of Quran in your heart and in your home and in your community. Let the Quran, it was revealed in that, and it will prosper in the month of Ramadan in your heart, inshallah. Second, look to a partner you needed to do a good deed and get a new one. When you break the fast, look at the food that you're going to eat and count your blessing. Somebody is fasting and they don't have it. Whatever you're going to eat tonight, whatever there is, even if it is a sip of water, remember, somebody is fasting and they don't have it. Be grateful. And it is your responsibility to find that person and give it to him. Now you see why we need to work as a teamwork. Look for them, don't wait them to come to you because they are not going to come. Look for them. Please, after the khutbah, start to call. There is widows out there. There is orphans out there. There is a people without jobs out there. There is a people have sickness out there. There is a people have a lot of trouble out there. There is a people, they don't have a loaf of bread in their homes. They are. They don't have what we take for granted. Look for them. Go after them. Find them. If you want Allah mercy, please start to call after the khutbah and find them and get them. That's the month to honor the orphans. Look for the orphans. Give the orphans a break. Give the orphans a break. I am sure every and single one of us, one way or another, either you know orphan or you can get to know orphan. If you ask around, you're going to find one. No question. Go for it. And forgive if you want Allah to forgive. Pardon if you want Allah to pardon. And don't please start everything. Start everything by saying Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. And finish it by Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. And ask Allah for acceptance. I'm going to tell you something that I did next week, but take it with the value because I did not verify the source yet. But it is a reliable source. It was a reliable source, but you know, so take it by that face value. But I just want to share it with you, and you may take it and leave it. It's up to you. I'm making it very clear. But to me, my heart like it. And I'm going to, inshallah, pursue it and try to find out how authenticated that is. That in the Yawm al-Qiyamah, if you used to say in this life, before you do anything, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, by the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, most gracious, most merciful, in the day of judgment when they give you your book, and you open it in the prison of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you will find it empty. And you say, Ya Allah, what's in there? And the answer will be, you started by saying, by the name of Allah, because you already got that as a habit. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, when you are opening, by the name of the most gracious and the most merciful. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, out of His mercy and out of His generosity, wiped out all your sin and all your mistake. I'm going to repeat again. I am not sure yet from the authentication, but that's what it can be classified as, an example to be taken for motivating or giving things. Inshallah, I will try to pursue it and see how authenticated that is. But that's something to look at. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the most generous. If you have the habit, you tell me, if you have the habit to start anything by saying Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, and you end it by saying Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, and hoping that Allah will accept, where is the place of disobedience here? How am I going to start disobeying Allah by saying Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim? And when I finish, I'm going to say Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, and ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, instead of forgive me, to accept. How is that going to work? It will never work. So when we help ourselves and we build a new habit, start everything by Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, end everything by Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, with the hope that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will accept. I hope inshallah that Allah will wipe out all our shortcomings, all our mistakes, and help us to have the best Ramadan ever, and accept our siyam and our qiyam and our recitation of the Quran, and help us in it. Help us to be a better Muslim. Help us to change the way we live. Help us to do better, so to qualify to His mercy in this life and after. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us to study the teaching of the Holy Quran and the teaching of Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and apply him in our life. So inshallah we can live in peace and we can die in peace. and in the hereafter will be in peace and will be among the companions of Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in paradise. عباد الله قولوا لا إله إلا الله تفلحون. عباد الله إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. اذكروا الله يذكركم ولذكر الله أكبر والله يعلم ما تصنعون. وأقم الصلاة.